Well, hi, church. Thanks for checking in. We are in the book of Joshua, chapter 16 today. This is a shorter chapter, and it is right in line with what we looked at in chapter 15 yesterday, the allotment of these tribes. It's going to be a list of boundaries, cities, and locations, geographical locations for the tribes of Israel. And there's a long section here in the book of Joshua that just goes tribe by tribe, showing you these things. We looked in chapter 15 at the tribe of Judah. Judah is the biggest tribe in terms of population, and it's just a really long list of cities, which we looked at a few that are highlighted in Scripture that as significant places. Today, chapter 16 is a much smaller chapter, and this is specifically about the tribe of Ephraim. Okay, Ephraim is one of the sons of Joseph. Remember, Joseph was one of the sons of Jacob. All the other tribes are named after the sons of Jacob, except Joseph. Joseph, though, had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And so they're called the tribes of Joseph, but they're really two separate tribes. Sometimes it's called the half-tribe of Ephraim, the half-tribe of Manasseh. But chapter 16 goes over kind of the boundaries and significant places within the tribe of Ephraim. And I want to look at one in particular. I'll just read verses 1 and 2. It says, "The allotment of the people of Joseph went from the Jordan to by Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, into the wilderness, going up from Jericho into the hill country to Bethel, and then going from Bethel to Luz. It passes along to Ataroth, the territory of the Archites." And then it goes on from there. And the rest of the chapter describes the boundaries of this tribe. Okay, I want to look, though, at this particular place, Bethel and Luz. All right, now my translation here, I have an ESV. I usually use a New American Standard. I do like the New American Standard Bible best, but I really do like the English Standard Version too, the ESV. Both are good. I have the ESV today, but both of them say this. They say from Bethel to Luz in verse 2. The NIV and some others, though, will say from Bethel, that is Luz, and go on from there. It's a simple little translation issue, but it points to something important. And that the city of Luz is, or the location of Luz in the Bible is only mentioned a few times. And every time it is mentioned in combination with Bethel. And usually, almost every time, other than in this particular translation, in this particular verse of this translation, it always says Luz, that is Bethel. Okay. Now, this is, I think it points at an interesting lesson that you can learn. And you can see it all the way back in the book of Genesis when the location of Luz and Bethel are first mentioned. Abraham spends a good bit of time in Bethel. Bethel is the most frequently named location in the Old Testament, other than Jerusalem, of course. Jerusalem is, it's Jerusalem, right? But Bethel is the second most frequently listed city. It's extremely important. It means the house of God. All right, now, when it's mentioned in Genesis, it's mentioned a few times as a place that Abraham went, but the story of Luz and Bethel come from Jacob. All right, Jacob, you might remember, had to run. He was a bad guy. He was swindling his brother Esau. Esau was also a bad guy, but Jacob was a usurper. He was a swindler. He was no good, and his brother Esau was going to kill him. All right, and Jacob has to run. All right, now this is in Genesis chapter 28. Okay, so he runs and he gets there and he spends the night in Genesis 28 verse 8. He has a dream, Jacob's ladder. It's a well-known thing of angels ascending and descending. Okay, so early in the morning, Genesis 28:18, in the morning Jacob took the stone, he had used the stone as a pillow, that he had put under his head, and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was Luz at the first. And then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread and eat, bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come from my father's house," and so on. He names it Bethel, okay? He recognizes that this is a place where God has met him. It means the house of God. Beth means house. El is a common. Anytime you see the letters E-L on the end of a word in your new in your Old Testament, you know it is pointing to God. Elohim is one of the most commonly used words for God in the Bible. And so El is short for Elohim, okay? El Elyon, there's many different, El Shaddai, there's many different names for God that use the little syllable El there, okay? So Beth El, Beth means house, El means God. Bethlehem is house of bread, okay? House is Beth, El is God. Beth El. It says specifically, it was formerly known as Luz, but he renames it Beth El, okay? Beth El, house of God. Luz means wrong way. That's what it means. It means you're going the wrong way, buddy. Jacob was going the wrong way. He was leaving the land that God had promised to Abraham and Isaac, okay? That's his dad, his grandfather. God had promised this land to them, and he's leaving it. He's supposed to inherit this land. He's supposed to get this, but he's leaving because he has messed it all up. He's going the wrong direction. He's leaving where he's supposed to be. He has this dream of angels, and God visits him right there, and he has this dream, and he wakes up in the morning and says, this must be the house of God, and he names it Bethel for that reason. It's no longer the wrong way. It's now the house of God. But he makes a specific note. He says, look, if I come back this way, early in the morning, he sets this up, made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come back again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. He's making this promise to pay a tithe to the Lord. And he's marking this spot that formerly was known as Luz. And every time Luz is mentioned in the Bible, it says Luz, which is now Bethel, or Bethel, which used to be known as, formerly known as Luz. Used to be known as the wrong way. Now it's known as the house of God. And he says, look, I'm going the wrong way. I recognize I'm going the wrong way. But if God will bring me back somehow, I don't know how to get back. I have to leave because my parents have kicked me out and my brother's going to kill me. And I have to go. But if God will be faithful and bring me back, look, it will all be credit to God. And this will be this is the spot. This is the place. He marks it with a pillar. All right? So think of it this way. Think of your life. You're going in some direction, right? Are you going the wrong way? Well, then you need to have a Bethel moment. You need to have a turn back to God moment. You need to come back this way. Jacob was going the wrong way. Jacob was a swindler. He was a bad guy. He was rotten. You would not have liked Jacob. You would not have gotten along with him. He did not fear God. He lied to his dad in the name of God. Like he was in rough shape here, all right. And it's gonna be about 20 years till he comes back that way. But he does go back that way, and by the time he comes back, he's got a new name, Israel. Okay, ends with God, right? It means he has strived with God. He has struggled with God. 20 years, this guy lived in the wrong place and was fighting, and he was being swindled every time, everywhere he went, because he had spent his young life swindling his brother everywhere he went. And now he has to leave, and he gets swindled by his father-in-law and everybody else. That's a whole different story. Read it. It's drama, right? It's soap opera. But he meets God here, names it Bethel. He meets God later, 20 years later, on his way back, he meets God. His name gets changed from Jacob, which the ankle-grabbing usurper, to now Israel, God's name built into his name. And he goes back to Bethel, and that's on his way back to Israel. And now when we get to Joshua, Bethel is built into the boundaries and the borders of God's people. And it's still there, and it's just this brief little mention, formerly known as Luz, formerly known as the wrong way, now known as the house of God. And now the second most frequently named city in the Old Testament, after Jerusalem, okay? It's just built in. It's now going to be part of the territory of Ephraim. But it's there. It's mentioned. It's mentioned in combination with Luz. One of the rare times that Luz is even mentioned at all. And every time it is mentioned, it's pointed to Bethel. It's the house of God. This is the place of God. This is the place where God spoke and showed Jacob. Jacob becomes Israel. The nation becomes known as Israel, right? The 12 tribes of Israel, everything else, all of it. This was the key turning point. This was where Jacob first encountered God in a real way, pledged his life to the Lord. God was faithful, brought him back, and Jacob was faithful. Israel, became known as Israel, was faithful, honored God, raised his 12 sons, not exactly great kids, all of them, but God is faithful, and God multiplied what he had started. He blessed what he was doing, and Jacob comes back, and now they wind up in Egypt, and they're enslaved, and they have to come back and conquer the land, and what do you know? Here it is. Bethel is still there waiting for them, built right into their territory and listed off. So listen, you need to come to Bethel. If you're going the wrong way, you're a Luz kind of person, you're going the wrong way. Turn it around. You repent, go back to the Lord. He is faithful. He will meet you there, and he will turn you back. He will give you a new name, just like he did Jacob, and he will rename your whole life track. Your life was headed the wrong way, and he will turn it around. He is God, and he can do that. He can meet you where you're at. His grace is sufficient. All you need is to recognize that, repent, trust in him, give your life to him, and he will transform it. Jacob gave his life to the Lord. He became Israel. He became the father of Israel. And God is faithful, and even there was slavery, and there was evil, and there was wickedness, and there was unfaithfulness, and even still, God brought them back and built that right into their boundaries. All right, God bless you. We'll look into chapter 17 tomorrow. It's going to be more of these border cities and stuff, but there's lessons to be found in all sorts of these places. God bless you. I'll see you then.